escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
November 7th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1996, NASA was on its way back to Mars.
We have ignition, and we have liftoff.
Mars Global Surveyor left today on a 10-month journey. It's a low-budget mission, cobbled together from leftover parts after another ship failed 3 years ago, but it has an ambitious job. Global Surveyor can only orbit, but a second ship, called Pathfinder, will leave for Mars next month, landing with a 22-pound rover.
The Mars Global Surveyor lifted off on a mission to the Red Planet. Not only did it conduct a survey of the Martian surface and atmosphere, but it also monitored Mars rovers and landers as they descended to the surface over the next 10 years. Mars Global Surveyor shut down in 2006. Marie Curie was born on this day in 1867. 20th century Nintendo president Hiroshi Yamauchi was born in 1927. The inventor of the submarine, Cornelius Drebbel, died on this day in 1633. On this day in 2003, Samurai Jack animator Gennady Tartakovsky plunged Cartoon Network into battle with the premiere of The Clone Wars.
Like fire across the galaxy, The Clone Wars spread.
Years before the CGI animated series, The Clone Wars were originally fought in short bursts of cell animation, bridging the gap between Star Wars episodes 2 and 3.
Against this threat, upon the Jedi Knights falls the duty to lead the newly formed Army of the Republic. And as the heat of war grows, so too grows the prowess of one most gifted student of the Force.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was created and produced by Earl Green.